Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Facebook announced the Portal TV Wednesday. It connects to your TV using HDMI and includes a camera for making video calls to other Portal users, as well as over WhatsApp. AI can focus on individuals in video to keep them in view. It also has apps for Facebook, Messenger, Prime Video, Stars, Pluto TV, Pandora, iHeartRadio, CNN, ABC News, and Spotify, among others. It can be used as a smart speaker, and during setup, the Portal will all portals will offer users a chance to opt out of having recordings of their voice commands stored on Facebook servers. The Portal TV costs $149, available November 5th. Facebook also announced an 8-inch Portal Mini and a refreshed 10-inch Portal, priced $129 and $179 respectively. Those are available October 15th. CNBC sources say Facebook is partnering with Ray-Ban parent company Luxottica to bring augmented reality glasses to market between 2023 and 2025. The glasses, codenamed Orion, are reportedly being developed at the Facebook Reality Labs in Redmond, Washington, and would replace smartphone functions like making calls, displaying information, and streaming video from the glasses' point of view. A voice assistant would be used for user input. CNBC also reports Facebook is developing a ring with a motion sensor for input, codenamed Agios. Descript announced a new version of its audio editor called Descript Podcast Studio that uses machine learning to let you edit a transcript in order to affect the audio. Delete a sentence from the transcript and that sentence is clipped from the audio file. A similar feature called Overdub will let you change words or phrases or even add a new sentence using machine learning. A user has to read a series of randomly generated sentences to the software to have their voice replicated. Descript Podcast Studio also supports simultaneous and collaborative multi-track editing with changes synced in real time. Descript also offers transcription services that include humans assisting the AI for a fee. Descript Podcast Studio is available now for Mac and Windows for free, $10 a month for video and free transcription, and $15 a month if you want multiple users. Facebook announced more details of its independent oversight board designed to handle content moderation disputes. The board will launch with at least 11 members and grow to 40, they hope. Facebook will name the members and deliberations will be public. Members will be paid from a trust fund set up by Facebook. Once all normal Facebook moderation layers have been used, Facebook can decide to submit a case to the board. The board will then decide which cases it will hear. Users will make their case in written statements, though the board can decide to ask for face-to-face interactions. Facebook will consider the board's decisions binding unless the decision is not technically feasible. Facebook also will open the trust for other networks to join in the future. The Pocket Cast podcast app will now be free on mobile platforms, and Pocket Cast is launching a premium subscription service for 99 cents a month or $10 a year called Pocket Casts Plus. The premium service includes access to desktop apps, exclusive app icons, and 10 gigabytes of cloud storage. Anyone who purchased the desktop app will get 3 years of Pocket Cast Plus for free. Pocket Cast says it will have more monetization features coming in the future as well. Comcast will now offer its Xfinity Flex set-top box to existing internet-only customers for free. Previously, Comcast offered the box for $5 a month. Xfinity Flex comes with most of the usual streaming apps like Netflix, HBO, Prime Video, ESPN3, YouTube, and more. Hulu will soon join that list, and Comcast customers will also get free access to NBC's Peacock streaming service. Google Assistant is launching new voices in 9 countries. New voices are now available for Dutch, French, German, Italian, Japanese, Korean, and Norwegian users in their respective countries. New English voices are also being launched in India and the UK, and the voices are non-gendered. Separately, Amazon announced the launch of support for Hindi in software updates for its devices. Support for multilingual households is coming to Amazon devices soon as well. At an event in Shenzhen Tuesday, Oppo announced its Reno Ace phone will come with the ability to charge its 4,000 milliamp hour battery in 30 minutes. Oppo says it uses gallium nitride semiconductors to improve efficiency while reducing the size of the 65-watt power adapter. Oppo also announced a 30-watt wireless charger that can charge a 4,000 milliamp hour battery in 80 minutes without wires. The Oppo Reno Ace is due in Asia October 10th. Finally, Rotten Tomatoes premiered an original video series Wednesday called Couch Tomatoes on its website, YouTube channel, Facebook Watch, and IGTV. Couch Tomatoes will help viewers decide what to watch from TV and streaming series. Director of video production at Rotten Tomatoes, Eileen Rivera, is married to the host of Cord Killers, Tom Merritt. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.